And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. 27 degrees outside of our studios here in Urbana-Champaign. Looking for sunny skies today and 41 degrees per our high. Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It now shows that the nation's soybean crop is 91% harvested, the corn crop 84% harvested. The national average basis for corn, by the way, was up a penny at 18 cents under the December futures, and the National Corn Index, according to DTN, down 2 cents at $4.14 a bushel. The national average for soybeans down a penny at 36 cents under the January futures contract. The National Soybean Index, that was up 12 cents at $12.79. For the hard red winter wheat, that was unchanged on the basis with the December futures contract, and the DTN National Hard Red Winter Wheat Index was down 3 cents at $6.73. More on the prices in Chicago in just a few minutes. In a moment, we'll hear from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City about the agricultural weather forecast.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now here's Drew.
Dry weather will occur across most of the Midwest today and probably Thursday as well, and a warming trend will likely take place. We're expecting the temperatures to rebound from this morning's very nippy teens and 20s to readings that will be actually in the 60s and perhaps even some 70s as we get into the weekend ahead of the next surge of cold air. The temperature rises will likely help to increase evaporation across the region and help firm up the soil in quite a few areas so that late season fieldwork can accelerate across parts of the region. The temperatures here today will still be rather nippy, though. It'll be a slow warm-up for a lot of the region, but afternoon temperatures in the 30s and 40s will take place. We'll look for even warmer conditions, though, to occur tomorrow afternoon, at which time we'll see the highs mostly running 40s across a big part of the region with some 50s in the west and south. And as we move on into Friday afternoon, a similar temperature range is expected. We will encounter an increasing southerly wind across the Midwest as we get into late Friday afternoon, Friday night, and Saturday as a deepening low-pressure center evolves across portions of the plains in the western Corn Belt. Wind speeds may be sustained at 15 to 30 miles per hour, and some gusts may be getting into the 30 to 40 mile per hour range. A close monitoring of that will be warranted, especially for those activities on the farm that are wind sensitive. We'll expect the wind to help usher in some greater amounts of atmospheric moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. Some shower activity may already begin to evolve on Friday, but it's probably not going to be very significant until Saturday and Sunday. At that point in time, many areas across the Midwest will encounter some rain, maybe a few thunderstorms, and possibly in the Northwest, we may see a little bit of light snowfall evolve. Most of the precipitation that occurs over the weekend will be concentrated on the eastern portions of the Midwest, but the western areas will be impacted at least briefly as well, and we'll expect to see the moisture totals in the west probably running upwards to a quarter of an inch. A few spots may get a quarter to a half inch, but that probably won't happen very often. And as we move on into the latter part of the weekend, we'll likely see some of this precipitation increase enough that we could see quarter to three-quarter inch totals, some local amounts getting over an inch in some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest. Those southerly winds that I mentioned previously, they'll bring in the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico Friday into Saturday, will switch around to the north as we go into Sunday and Monday. The northerly winds will bring back a lot of this cold air that we're dealing with here this morning, and temperatures during early to midweek next week will once again be cold enough for low temperatures at night to be in the teens and 20s across a fair amount of the Midwest, and afternoon highs will once again cool back into the 30s and 40s across much of the region. Although we'll see this seesaw continuing with another warming trend perhaps coming on later next week. But the best news is that we don't see any more large storm systems impacting the region for a little while. Perhaps we'll see something evolve again as we get into the latter part of this month. And overall, most of the Midwest will continue to experience a generally improved environment for harvest progress, certainly here from now into Friday, and again during the latter half of next week into the following weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates during the business week of the agricultural weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Here's the way the numbers are now trading in Chicago at the CME Group. December soft red winter wheat at 647, a penny and three quarters higher. December corn at $4.30 and a half, down a penny and a half. And the March at 441 and three quarters, two and a quarter lower. May contract at 450 and three quarters, down two and a quarter. July down two at 457 and three quarters. And December off a penny and a quarter at 471 and a quarter for 2014. November beans at $13.14 and three quarters of a cent, down 4.5 cents. January 1309 and three quarters, down 4 3/4. The March at 1293, down 3.5 cents. The May 1274 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. And July beans 1269 and a half, down 2 noves at 1172 3/4, down 3 1/4. Bean meal at 424.20, down 3.50. Bean oil at 40.88, 13 higher. December live cattle at 132.45, down 22 1/2. The February at 133.97 and a half, 30 cents lower. November feeders at 164.67 and a half, up 2 1/2 cents. December lean hogs $86.82 and a half, 37 and a half cents lower. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers is Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Bill. How are you today?
Good morning, Todd. Doing very well.
I can't get used to being afternoon or morning. I don't fill in often enough, I suppose, for the morning programs. So tell me about the overnight trade and then your assessment of the marketplace at the moment.
Well, I think we had some high-volume days both Friday and Monday, and that's kind of tapered off. So I think the market's basically catching its breath. We still have some increased or some harvest activity going on, so the natural bias is probably going to be mildly defensive. One of the things that we started to assess now is, as we wrap up the year, we've seen big numbers and the big report on Friday. How does the market play out from here on out? And we think the attention of the trade is going to be basically on basis and on spread activity, and that's what we're going to be watching for the next couple of weeks in particular.
Yeah, so this will be a cash move as opposed to a futures move then.
Yeah, I think realistically it's been amazing to see how fast this harvest has come along, and now that we're ahead of average, and we really haven't seen that pressure on basis or the pressure in the futures market. Talking with some guys down in Kentucky this morning, they've got a little bit of a glut on their hands and having some logistical issues and long lines at the elevators, but for the most part across the Corn Belt, that's about the only area that's seeing real duress as far as price is concerned.
Yeah, and the difference, I think, in the southern air growing areas is they generally go straight to the rivers and don't have a lot of space to store, at least on the farm. Is that right?
You're exactly right. You know, and especially when it comes to drying capacity, there's only probably a couple places in the region that really have any kind of drying capacity. So you're exactly right. Going to the river, and if you only got a couple of outlets, the lines are going to be long.
All right, then turn your attention back here to the Midwest. What does it mean for producers who've already shut the bin door? Because it's not that it's not there. It's just that it's not available at this point.
Right. We're going to be watching our basis levels really close, and basically this week we started looking at, let's say, 447 as a mild objective for December corn. It looks a little bit out of reach, but if we saw it, we would certainly have a hair trigger on making some sales there. I think realistically we need to be have lower expectations of the futures market than we have in the past couple of years because the market is satisfied and we've got quite a bit of supply out there.
Anything you're doing with the 2014 corn?
For the most part, we've been looking at selling some out-of-the-money options. We think there could be a 50 cents or more risk premium already built into that price, so we're trying to sell some option premium and capture that, and there's a couple other strategies. We've got 15 to 35% of the next year's crop in the chute, so to speak.
Generally, the case is that producers are more sold up on soybeans than they are corn, just by nature of the game.
Mm-hmm.
If they have soybeans in the bin, should they be marketing?
Yes, yeah, so we think realistically anything above $13 is fair shooting in beans. And if there's something were to come back around, like South American weather, we could look at some re-ownership strategies. But at this particular point in time, the market seems fairly priced, and we think China business has taken place. We're a little bit concerned that there might be a little bit of a backlog in their imports as far as port and logistics in the month of December, so I'd be mildly careful about that.
Items for the livestock producer today.
I think realistically we're at good value levels to be hedging at, especially in hogs out to the midsummer months next year. These are good value levels.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us here on the opening market report on this Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at some of the outside markets at this hour. December crude oil trading at $93.78 a barrel is up 74 cents. The RBOB gasoline or wholesale price at $2.61.8 a gallon. That's 3.1 cents higher. And ethanol futures trading $1.73.2, down a penny for the day. The spread between those two, by the way, is 88.5 cents wide. That's 4 cents wider than it was yesterday. Natural gas at $3.62.3, just about unchanged, and diesel fuel at $2.88.2, up 2.9. Gold futures for the day at $1,271.20. Actually, that's a settlement for yesterday. It finished down $9.90. U.S. dollar is trading. It's down 0.0, or rather up 0.05 at 81.24. It's the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Central Time. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Here's what the weather forecast for the day looks like. Sunny skies. A high of 41 degrees. Southwest winds at 10 to 16 miles an hour. They'll gust all the way to 21. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 26. South-southwest winds at 11 to 14, gusting to 18. And then for Thursday, sunny skies and a high of 50 degrees. Thursday night, cloudy and 34. Friday, sunny and 52. Friday night, mostly cloudy and 40. By the time we get to Saturday, well, a little rainfall. A 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy and a high of 59. Saturday night showers, likely cloudy and 53. And on Sunday, a chance of showers as we start the new week, mostly cloudy and a high of 66 degrees. More news, weather, agriculture, and information coming to you right now from Illinois Public Media.